With the midterm general elections fast approaching, VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party candidates running for statewide office. You can hear these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November election on Morning Edition and during All Things Considered. And today we're speaking with Trevor Barlow, an independent candidate for governor. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.
So, basic question out of the gate, why are you running to become the next governor of Vermont?
Well, I moved back to Vermont several years ago, and I came back to raise family. So I was particularly, I guess, devastated by returning to my hometown of Springfield, which during my childhood was an amazing place. It's still an amazing town, but I think it needs a lot of help. I know it's been one of the main places or sources of the opioid epidemic in Vermont. Additionally, once teeming and successful factory buildings are now, laying empty. And I thought it was a tragedy that was happening, that there's so much infrastructure and opportunity, and we need to do more to not only help towns like Springfield, but other smaller rural towns in Vermont.
Well, as an independent candidate, how would you describe your, let's say, financial philosophy approaching state government, or taxes and regarding things like that?
Okay. Well, having run businesses for the past 15 years, I've found out that you don't always need to throw more money at problems in order to solve them, that you can look at creativity and entrepreneurship to really help drive some unique perspectives on how to approach things. So specifically with regards to the economics of the state, I would seek to not raise taxes and to look at ways, in fact, to lower taxes by increasing our revenues. And I think in order to increase our revenues, we need to become more open to opportunities and maybe markets that we haven't explored yet. In particular, one of them is the cannabis market, which I think is a missed opportunity for Vermont as an agricultural leader to get involved in, to really help with family farms as well as generate more revenue for state programs.
So you would support a tax and regulate model?
I would, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Other than that, your economic philosophy sounds fairly close to that of Governor Phil Scott. How would you differentiate yourself from the governor other than the marijuana issue?
A big differentiator from my perspective is that I would earmark funds specifically for creating investment in these regional development corporations. We have 12 regional development corporations throughout the state of Vermont. I would like to give each of those regions $1 million a year with the specific intent to create an investment fund that they would use within their region to spur entrepreneurship, and to also help fund existing businesses that want to either open up a new line of business or figure out new ways to spur on development in their economy. Now, this fund would also be given some guidance with regards to looking at public-private partnerships in order to encourage more of the private market to get involved, as well as increasing our creativity and diversity in our state.
Where would that money, though, for the fund come from?
I think it can come out of the existing budget. We have over $1 billion education fund right now in the state of Vermont. For a state that has a diminishing pool of students and resources, I think we need to find ways to use part of that money to stimulate our economy in order to drive people back to the state.
A little bit more than on education. Act 46, as you know, is forcing a lot of Vermont schools districts to merge. Where do you stand on the issue of school consolidation?
I'm against it, dead set against it. Historically, the strength of our state has been in our rural communities. So what I would seek to do is to, if we can't repeal 46, at least lessen the impact with regards to local control and giving people a voice in how their schools are structured and financed. Another idea I had was with regards to how do we use those schools? These schools in these rural communities are actually the center of activity. They're the voting places. They're the places people go educated. It's where we have town meetings. You name it. Well, I think we can add some additional services into that mix that are of benefit to our communities, like healthcare and opening health and wellness clinics that are free to everyone in the community so we can improve the general well-being of our population.
the health of Lake Champlain and all of Vermont's waterways is a big, big issue. Yeah. And how would you fund cleanup for the lake?
Well, I haven't looked specifically into how I would fund that, but obviously we need to figure out a way to do it. I think there are things in place right now from what I've read recently with regards to updating some of the infrastructure with regards to our sewer and water treatment facilities. But I think we need to take a more holistic view of how we approach water as a state. I think, unfortunately, a lot of blame has been placed on farmers, which I think has been misplaced. I think we need to look to the fact that, especially in the Chittenden County area, there's been a lot of economic vitality and success. And I think some of this is kind of an unfortunate cause or unfortunately caused by that. And so I think it's time to look at some of these systems that we have and look at how we can improve them.
Vermont has more than 200 inmates who are housed out of state. They are being moved currently from a prison in Pennsylvania to Mississippi. Where do you stand on the issue of Vermont inmates out of state?
Totally against it, as well as totally against the private prison model. I think that as a society, there are always going to be ills that we need to deal with and behaviors that we need to work on with regards to making everyone a functioning, productive member. I don't think that is best outsourced. I think it's best done in the communities where these issues rise, where we're most familiar. And also we have the local support systems, including family, extended family, and the local resources and caring to take care of these people, because as much as they may have committed a crime, it doesn't make them any less human than you and I. And I think they deserve the dignity of staying in state and, you know, getting, I guess, proper and humane treatment.
Trevor Barlow is an independent candidate for governor of Vermont. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.